cabrón, todos somos lo mismo, guapito.
No chingues,
cabrón, no mames.
Radio Alicia
is the only radio show with Spanish subtitles. We broadcast in Technicolor every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Radio Malicia.
We program happy rhythms, predominantly in Spanish, but with tons of Canadian and female content. We also feature phone interviews with local and international artists.
Radio Alicia.
Every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Broadcasting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thank you.
you know what goes around?
Del centro, pero qué vista del bahía.
Wow, what an amazing show. But I don't have a clue what he was saying. That's Yuka Stereo, though. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Also, check out our website at www.cjsf.ca for great tunes.
Son.
Da 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 da.
Está increíble esto, ¿eh? Este es un super programa especial para los Furios, es banda legendaria de aquí de Vancouver. Y si no los han visto en vivo, no saben de lo que se han perdido. Están contando aquí, estaba escuchando, mi oído se alzó cuando escuché que a lo mejor tocan. Es True You Guys May Be Playing. ¿Es cierto que van a tocar?
This year, yeah. We'll do some shows coming up. We had a show that we were working on, but kind of fell through, so
November, maybe.
Let's find something else.
Están trabajando el negocio.
Están the works. Yeah, yeah.
Que si les llega el billete, si they get into the, it's gonna happen.
Yeah, yeah.
vamos a cruzar los nuestros dedos para que se arme y nos dejan. You guys, no, avísenos para avisarle a toda la banda que los vaya a ver, porque la neta, si no los han visto en vivo a estos chamacos, no saben de lo que se han perdido. Y bueno, estos, los Furios, güey, es una leyenda aquí ya en Vancouver. ¿Cuántas historias tengo que contarles? No puedo acabar, güey, o sea, es algo increíble todas las locuras que hemos hecho. I promise to Kyle, when I die or he die, I'm gonna write my book. The book is gonna be, I'm gonna write the book of the memories. And the book is gonna be released one time when, if I die or he die, the book will be released. That way nobody gets embarrassed. Okay, Kyle.
Okay.
It's a deal.
It's a deal. It's a pact. But
it's a deal. Así va a ser. Vamos a sacar el libro. Voy a escribir todas mis memorias. Y de que si él se muere, yo me muero, el libro va a salir. Para que nadie, no les dé vergüenza a nadie, güey. Porque tengo unas historias de callo. Lo llevé al doctor, güey. Doctor. Solo escucha doctor y se pone nervioso callo. Don't worry, man. It's no doctor here. Que imagínate, ¿no? Increíble, güey. Las locuras que hemos hecho juntos, todas las historias que hay aquí. Oye, pues, ¿qué más? ¿Qué nos quieren contar? Tell us more about the new album, man. I have a lot of, well, a lot of curiosity. How you make it time? But how many these songs? How long took you to make these songs?
Okay, quick. We'll do the Cole's Notes version. But Stefan plays guitar in our band. He calls me. I'm in New Zealand. I've moved to New Zealand at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says, I want to do an album. I'm like, well, it's a bit hard to jam. So, and he just kept calling me, and I was totally not into it, to be honest. I was like, no, I just don't want to do it. And then he just kept calling me, and he said, let's try. And I said, okay, well, and I had already been learning how to do, like, you know, just home recording stuff and learning all that kind of, you know, audio engineering. So I said, okay, let's start it. And I just started using some, like, home, like, garage band drums and getting a rhythm and mm-hmm. just started writing songs. And I'd send it to him, and he'd send back an idea. And as it started to work. And we were like, you know what, this isn't that bad. And then we send it to Sean, our drummer, and he played at it in his, you know, in his basement. Basically, we recorded him. And then we had real live drums. And then we just started adding more. And then sent it to Jethro, and he added his bass. And then just as time went on, we had, like, I was back in town, so we quickly went to a proper studio and recorded all the drums nice. And then, you know, everyone who had that were kind of savvy about recording or just got involved. Those who couldn't, we went down to Blake's little backyard studio he has. And Blake was our keyboard player, and he was the producer as well. So he was really helping. So it was all hands on deck, but internationally. And it was incredible how we were just throwing stuff around and figured it out how to do it. And then eventually, we're just one day, the album came out. We're like, oh, my God, we actually pulled that off. It was just insane. But you know, like, we're sending files to Gonzalo. He's doing vocals and adding his congas. And, you know, people were, you know, it was all on, not necessarily a deadline, but it was like, you know, eventually we're just like, well, we got to do this, you know. So it came out, and I think the pressure of Stefan, really, I'll give Stefan a lot of credit, because he really pushed the album.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was, it was in all international. Like, I was literally pushing stuff across the computer.
Sending stuff back. Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Ahí va rápido para toda la banda que no entendió nada, porque tenemos una bola de locos que no hablan nada de que nos están escuchando. Ahí les va la historia. Todo comenzó con este Stefan, que estuvo chingue chingue. Fíjate, la versión mexicana está más chingona.
Estaba chingue chingue. Chingue y chingue chingue. A ver, así, Esteban estuvo chingue y chingue. Güey, hay que hacer un álbum.
Al pinche callo, hasta que callo dijo, ya, hijo de la chingada.
Okay, ¿quieres tu pinche álbum? Ahí está.
Güey. Ahí se desarmó y
la neta empezaron a componer y nos mandamos cosas por todo el mundo, porque ese güey estaba en New Zealand, estábamos aquí, entonces fue así de.
Órale.
Y salió el árbol, y
la neta, las rolas del callo, no lo voy a decir en español, rolota, se neta, ve que se pan. Siente que todo es el momento, que todo lo que está viviendo en su vida en ese momento se está expresando. Dicen que la música es un reflejo de tu alma, cabrón.
Sí, se transmite y se siente
esa energía. Entonces, ahora en vivo, cuando toca estas rolas, las siente, güey. Puta, nada más visto el Mariachi Vargas, cómo siente las rolas.
Más.
El callo así siente. We're talking about Mexican mariachi, how it feels their songs. Mm-hmm. When you play this album, man, you feeling this music, man, like that. It, for us, it's very, you know, for Mexicans, it's very important to see music with have feeling.
Right.
You know, because, pinche guerra. Yeah. No, se armó la guerra, cabrona.
I got too much of that sometimes.
Sí, so, yeah. Sí, no, pero es increíble. Es algo que no. You cannot plan that. Eso está ahí, existe o no existe.
Se siente.
No lo puedes mentir.
Sí.
Y se me hace un álbum increíble, la verdad que sí. Felicidades, chamacos. Congratulations, it's a great album, man.
Oh, gracias. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Gracias.
Y la historia es increíble. Bueno, tenemos miles de historias, pero el tiempo se nos va.
There was lots going on in the world at that time, too. There's a lot of politics in it. A lot of personal stuff, maybe about it, you know, troubles I've gone through. You know, like, Turnaround was me, you know, the Ukraine war started, and I just wrote that song, and then a week later, there was that 17 kids were shot in Uvalde in the States, and it was just the whole idea of guns and just people shooting each other and killing each other just really kind of I felt really pissed. I just wanted pissed off. Yeah, and I wanted to write a song about it, and that's kind of where that song came from.
Orale.
There's all kinds of that in the album, you know. There's every song has an individuality to it. So I think that's kind of the approach I took on it. But.
Oye, nos están preguntando, si van a México, ¿cuándo? When, if you guys going to Mexico, when?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tonight.
We would love to come back to Mexico. We would love to come back. So any bands out there who want to help us, any promoters, anybody.
No, se va a armar, se va a armar. Tranquilo, tranquilo, papá. No te vendas tan barato, güey. Vamos.
Se arma este año. Se va, ya lo tenemos ahí.
Se va a armar, se va a armar. Yo tengo por ahí el presentimiento que se va a armar chingón. Como siempre se arma, man. Tiene que ser como Dios manda. Bueno, you guys have another song for us, Torsion?
Yeah, I switched gears. This is a real last minute switch. I was going to do a different song, but I've decided this is a really old song by us. We haven't played this live probably in years. But it's ska, and I think, you know, I wanted to play a good ska song for you guys.
Animo.
The song's called One of These Days. Nothing really goes your way. No matter what you do or say, nothing goes right. Sometimes everything falls in line. The sun comes out to shine. It's gonna be alright. I've been a lot of places. I've seen a lot of sights. I've seen a lot of faces, and now they're all friends of mine. One, two, three, four. One of these days, we're gonna stand up and face it. One of these days, when it's so close you can taste it, you get one life. So if you waste this time, maybe then I'll see you on the other side. Maybe then I'll see you on the other side. Maybe then I'll see you on the other side. Maybe then I'll see you on the other side. One, two, three, four. Pick it up, pick it up. Sometimes you wanna throw in the towel. You wanna act like a coward. You wanna lay down and die. But one day, you'll have to stand up and say, I'm not gonna take it again. You're in for a fight. I made a lot of mistakes, wasted a lot of time. And I know it ain't easy, but I gotta get it right. One, two, three, four. One of these days, you'll have to stand up and face it. One of these days, when it's so close you can taste it, you get one life. So if you waste this time, maybe then I'll see you on the other side. Maybe then I'll see you on the other side. Maybe then I'll see you on the other side. Maybe then I'll see you on the other side.
Está muy perrón eso, Kyle. assassination all across this alien nation. How did it ever come to this? Always fighting, shaking fists. You got to choose your weapon, know your enemy. Know exactly where you want to be before you turn around and it's a memory. You never know when your history. The sun comes up, the sun goes down, the world keeps turning around and round. There's no way in, there's no way out,
there's no way out.
It goes down,
goes down,
goes down,
goes down,
goes down,
goes down,
goes down. While all the silence to the violence, gunshot, two-bit freeway hijinks. That's not the way that it's supposed to be. A knockdown, toothless tragedy.
You're taking
one step forward, two steps back. A new way, subliminal heart attack. Some are bullies, some are thieves. Some make war, while some keep peace. The sun comes up.
No, güey, ya tenemos bien mala fama con todas las esposas de los músicos, güey. Pues,
¿historia real?
Sí, güey, no.
La primera vez que vine estaba casado. Ya
sí,
ya, ¿no?
Los de Caguama están, tiene su esposa. Me dijo, está prohibido que ese güey vaya los domingos a tu programa. Así me dijo
y me
la chava.
Y me los entreviste, ni se te ocurra querer entrevistar a estos güeyes.
Sí, güey, así en serio me dijo la señora. ¡Ah! Tú eres el que los sonsaca los domingos, me dijo la chava.
Pero es que tal cual, güey, ya sabes que vine, estaba casado, sí. Así, y mi ex esposa me dijo que no ibas a una entrevista, güey.
Pues sí,
porque
pero
estás hasta la madre, ¿no?
Es una,
no
es,
sé, güey, pues pasó, sucedió, ¿no?
No, that's what happened in Yuke Stereo, bad things, all the musicians, many of the wives of the musicians are mad with us. because they come here, they go drunk home. It's not my fault, man. That time. So Kawama Ban is telling the his wife told me that they cannot come anymore. That's the blacklist. Un saludo.
Los hermanos. Por teléfono, ¿no?
Sí.
Mejor llámale.
Sí, no lo hagas acá. Oye, Leo, ¿qué? Tenemos la fiesta del 15, recuérdanos, Leo. ¿Dónde está Chipotles?
Y el señor Chipotles está acá manteniendo a Pancho ocupado, pero tenemos la fiesta del 15 de la comunidad mexicana de Vancouver.
Sí, recuérdalo a la banda.
Romo, va a estar ahí Alex Alegría, va a estar Chela Tumbado, va a estar el DJ Alex Hernández, DJ Anthony, Caudillos del Sur,